Okay, good morning, everybody, and a very happy Yom HaTzmaut. It should be a day of great celebration, a day of great meaning for everyone in our community. We have the Mishnah of Shemaya this morning. Shemaya was Ger Tzedek. He was somebody who joined the Jewish people and became a great leader of the Jewish people. It's a very fascinating halachic discussion about a Ger serving in the role of the Nasi for a different time, but his teaching was Ehovas HaMalacha, that a person should love, absolutely love engaging in the work. Whatever their work is, they should do it for its own sake. We talked about before Antignos Yishsocho, right, about Shalom Menas Lekabel Pras, without any sake of the reward, to love work. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, loves work, and he didn't give his Shechina to the Jewish people. He wasn't Mashra Shechina Al Klal Yisrael until we engaged in the work of Asuli Mikdash, and then B'Shachanti B'Socham. And the Avos Rabbi Nasan expands on this and talks about the fact that Adam HaRishon, there's a notion that people have that somehow it's because of the Eitz Hadas that Adam HaRishon had to do work. On the contrary, he was always supposed to do work, and that was always part of Adam Amal Yulad. We were always supposed to engage in work. Usnas HaRabanas, but a person should not be into authority for authority's sake. A person should not be looking to lord themselves over other people. On the contrary, again, a person should be happy to do the work, to be, as they would say, a chayal min hashura, min haminyan, and not to look for authority. Sometimes, b'makom shein anashim, hishtad liyosish, we have to take those positions, but a person should really be doing the work for its own sake. That's the ultimate thing in this world, not to be seeking positions of authority. And that takes us to the third part of the mission of Altis Vadala Rishos, not to try to be hobnobbing around with various government officials, again, for its own sake, just to, you know, make an impression that a person is well-connected, a person is in the know, because Chazal had some skepticism about whether the government, was really going to be there for somebody. We'll see later on that when a person falls into trouble, then the government isn't necessarily going to be there to help them. So this is Mishnah is always true in the way that we explained it, but it has a very special connection to Yom HaTzmaut. Obviously, one of the themes of Yom HaTzmaut is the reestablishment of Jewish sovereignty. The Rambam Hilchos Chanukah talks about how important that is. Chazran Malchus LeYisrael, Yesu HaMasayim Shana Ad Chorban Abayis HaSheni, the great salvation of the Chashmonaim, was the restoration of Jewish sovereignty from the Malchei Yavan. So Jewish sovereignty, of course, comes along with many different challenges. One of the things that we talked about last night at our Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut get-together, virtual, which was so meaningful, so thank you to everybody for participating, was exactly this idea that right now there's a really crisis of leadership. You could drag a country to fifth election in 2 years. So again, this is without taking any position on who should be the one, or that's certainly not my role, and that's no rabbi's role to get involved in that. But to have to go to a fifth election, to have to have gone to four in 2 years, is itself a tragic thing. And so all public servants, and it's very noble work, the term politician is a very dirty word, but you think about them as public servants, all the public servants, all the people who are involved in Tzarchei Tzibur should remember that they're there l'shem shemaim, only for one reason, to advance the interests of heaven, even whether a person is religious, they're secular, but they should be there for noble purposes, for idealistic purposes, ahovas hamalacha, to do the people's work, usnas harabanas, not for this position of authority, not for that position of authority. Everybody approaches it with that attitude, that will break the impasse and the stalemate, and allow the business, the people's business, to go on. And people shouldn't think that it's insignificant. I told the story last night, but for those who weren't there, just before the pandemic, somebody came to me who was being treated for a rare form of cancer, and was, in addition to the dire health conditions the person was in, the person also was in dire financial straits. And I wanted to know, why is it that you have a socialized healthcare system? Why isn't that, why should there be out-of-pocket expenses? That's the whole idea of socialized medicine. You're going to sacrifice some things, maybe a speed of care, etc. But people should not have to pay out of pocket. The idea is healthcare is a right. So he explained that for certain rare diseases, there needs to be special approval. And the Knesset subcommittee that does that couldn't meet because there was no government. So, you know, my heart sank. This is exactly why we need a functional government. So, Ehovah Samalachas Nas HaRabbanas, don't do it out of ego. And God willing, that will help propel Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, Mechayel El Chayel, from strength to strength. On this, her 73rd birthday, may it be a year of shalom, may it be a year of growth, spiritual growth for Eretz Yisrael. May all Jews in the world feel deeply connected to what goes on in Eretzenu Kakadosha.